Said, and I preached on this just, it ain't been long ago, and it shall come to pass. I remember preaching on that. But he said, and it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the Lord. Diligent means wholehearted. The voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. Now listen to all of this is blessings from God. All these are promises of God. But there's an if to it. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Amen. I've muttered in the city. When I had to work in the city, it was hot. He said, I'd be blessed there. And fourth verse said, blessed is be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall, maybe, I believe Lamont preached this a few weeks ago. Blessed shall I be when thou comest in, and blessed shall I be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. There's an if. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. So there's people looking at us. All the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Go back to 10. He said, and they shall be afraid of thee. They're not afraid of Christians no more. Hello? Because the Christians are on the run. Amen. We need to come back. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of the body, that's our children, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sweareth unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain and the land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy land, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. America's been there. We've lended to everybody, and now we're borrowing. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. We've been the head and are quickly moving to the tail. Amen. Quickly moving to the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandment, there's another if, and to the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. 14th verse, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. The Bible tells us plainly to stay in the straight and narrow, and it's narrow. Right. To go straight for the Lord. Broad's the way to destruction. But it shall come to pass, if thou will hearken, there's another if, hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Let me read that again. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all the commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall I be in the city, cursed shall I be in the field, cursed shall I be in the basket, and cursed shall I be in the store. Cursed shall be the fruit of the body. Lord help us. Cursed shall be the fruit of the body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kin, kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thy hand into for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. You can be seated. And we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the great name of Jesus, I thank You for the reading of His Word. And God, I pray, God, for America today. I pray for Mount Vernon Church and our churches up and down the highways. God, that we'll come back to You, that we won't forsake You, we won't forsake Your holy Word. God, we'd stand, Lord, that these curses not come upon us and our children, our cattle, our land, and our homes. God, our bodies. I ask You, God, to touch this message, God, that we'd understand the land and the time and the hour that we're living in today, and who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank You for loving us, picking us up when we're down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word in the 20th verse. All these blessings God said He'd do if we would only follow in His statutes and His commandments. And He said in the 20th verse, and the Lord said unto them, cursing, vexation, and rebuke all them that set us upon thy land unto for to do until thou be destroyed. And a neighbor, today I see America being destroyed by corruption. And one of the biggest things that maybe I see the curse of the land today is how Satan has allowed that, and we have allowed Satan to separate us one from another. And the divorce rate is outrageous in our land today. And we got people running from one church to another. I can't get settled or satisfied in nothing. We've got people carrying chips on their shoulder. Amen. And every little word that's said, they think you're picking on them. And they're standing there saying, don't judge me. Honey, I'm not a man to judge any of you today. It's not my call to judge you, but my call is to preach the Word of God. And except we separate and listen to the commandments of God, God said, I'll destroy you. I'll destroy the nation. And He was talking to Jerusalem, Israel at that time. But He's talking to us today. If He hadn't been talking to us, they wouldn't have reprinted, glory to God, the book of Deuteronomy and sent it on down the road for us to follow the Lord. And I thought about vexation, and that's what was on my mind. You can follow me and go with me if you want to. But this week it's been great for me. God's blessed us, and some things has happened that I needed to happen in my life, and I praise God for every day. I don't know what about you all, but Wednesday night was one of the best tear-jerking messages, glory to God, and a service the Spirit of God come down on us Wednesday night. And some shouted and some raised hands and some wiped tears, and the Spirit of God is here. I thought about, we can do all these things and go through the commotion of having a church service, but except the Spirit of God show up, honey, there's nothing going on. Today we've rebelled against the Spirit of God because we don't want to do the commandments of God. We don't want to walk where God wants us to walk. We don't want to be an old-fashioned person. It's good. It's awful good to dress up and look old-fashioned for just a little bit. But we're awful thankful for that hot water and that spigot we can turn and that commode, amen, that still flushes and all that good stuff that we've got in our house, our air conditioning, our heat, everything, and the electric stoves, amen. Glory to God. Somebody used to have to get up and build a fire, amen, in the stove before there's any breakfast cooked. Youngin', somebody had to get up, glory to God, and we've taken for granted the blessings that God has given us, and it's took us away from what God has meant for us to be. I visited a boy last week that TJ's buddy, and he TJ invited him to church. He come to Mount Vernon Church, and I'll say it this way, I made a child a profession. He knew he needed to change. He wanted something in his life, and he's roughly TJ's age there. And I talked to him last week, and he's almost a walking walking zombie, neighbor. And I even talked to his dad there about it. And he's almost a walking zombie where he's continued in sin and continued in the drugs and continued in the things of the world. Honey, and God rolled out a carpet for him in a straight and narrow path that he could walk in if he wanted to. But somewhere along the line, Satan set a trap for him and he moved back into the things of the world. I thought about your bonnet there, honey. You know why they put bridles and harnesses on an old horse when you go through the field? It's to keep him to looking around and running into the rows. And I thought, sis, well, your bonnet, and I looked at Janet's bonnet. She's turned hers up. You might ought to turn it back down, Mama. Amen. Glory to God. It keeps us from looking around at all the things that's out there in the world. Amen. If we're kind of zeroed in the direction that we're going, we need to get in a straight and narrow path. Amen. And see the row of corn that we're hoeing instead of trying to hoe everybody else's row. We need to walk where we need to walk, glory to God, instead of trying to straighten out everybody else's. Amen. I'm least among you. I want you to know something today. Maybe y'all set aside for Pastor's Appreciation Day, but I'm least among you, honey. I went to the altar this week and I begged God to use me. Don't let Bill get in the way. Let the Holy Spirit, God, speak through this old boy and use me to finish out. I'm getting old enough that I've learned some things. Some of the lustful things, not all, but some of the lustful things have begun to go away. And that's what I want to preach on right here for just a little bit. God knows exactly, honey, and God knows that the babes are on milk, honey. But it's time that some of us, we're getting to the age we need to get on some meat. We need to get on the real Word of God. We need to quit playing around on the outskirts of town. Glory to God. Take a hold of the plow and not look back. We need to realize that there's a hell out there that we've got to get away from. There's a devil speaking to us through our flesh every day, begging us to come back, showing us pretty things and what we've missed and what a burden it is for church. I invited one to the Pastor's Appreciation Day. He told me, he said, sinners have been better to me than church people. I'm going to tell you, Satan will blind you, honey. You think you're having a hard time. The devil has told you you're having a hard time. Go back and read what Jesus went through, honey, and we'll realize today that we've had a glorious time. We've been blessed. We ain't been knocked down. I've been spit on. I've been slapped in church, and I've been slapped on the job. Amen. And I used to would fight a circle saw. I lost most of the time, but I'd fight it. It didn't matter. But today, glory to God, I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I can't quit because I get my feelings hurt. I can't run off somewhere else to get my little soul fed when I need to be feeding somebody else. I probably won't be preaching at 91, but if I make it till next week, I'm going to preach till I'm 80. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to preach till I'm 80. I want to do what God wants me to do. We'll go into the book of Ecclesiastes. And God blessed us this week, and I was sitting, and I even forgot the verse. Amen. But it come up on my, at 9 o'clock in the morning, it comes up a little verse, a memory verse in, on my telephone. And the girl, some of them set it up for me. It might have been T.J. Todd or somebody. Set it up for me, and it come up, and it was Ecclesiastes. And the funny part about it, I've been sitting there all morning reading Ecclesiastes. And it fell out right in that place where I'd been reading. I read, I think it's maybe 8 chapters of Ecclesiastes I read. And if you ain't read lately, go back and read Ecclesiastes. Some of you are going to think this is so silly, but go back and sit down and read the book of Ecclesiastes. This is the man Solomon that was a king. A man that had everything. A man that didn't lack for nothing. A man the Bible said, plainly the Bible said, that he had more knowledge and wisdom than anybody that ever been before him, that would ever be after him. So he was a man that wasn't reaching out looking for anything. It was all there for him. And the Bible said that he turned his heart to wisdom. He wanted to know. You know what we do today? We don't. And I won't try to preach you the 8 verses that I've read, but go back and read the book. What I want to preach on is how much we do that's vanity. How much we do that ain't no benefit to nobody. Vexation is what the Lord said He'd put on us, on our land, and it would destroy us if we didn't follow Him. He said, if you don't follow my statutes, which is his commandments or his rules that he's put out, the guideline for us to follow, like the speed limit on the road, if you don't obey the speed limit and they see you and God does see you, amen, they'll write you a ticket and it'll cost you. But eventually you'll lose your license if you continue in that. Eventually, glory to God, you're going to lose your contact with God if you keep following what the devil tells you to follow. If we keep trying to override what God has set out there for us. So he said, I'll send vexation to your soul. And I'm like the rest of you. I have for years jotted down some definitions that I need to get out. If I can see them, I've wrote it so little I can't hardly read it myself. But vexation is to irritate. Vexation is to make angry. So I want us to look. Can we see? We'll just use one point. Can we see what Corona has done in America? It's irritated. It's rubbed every sore spot I got. It's made me angry. I've got aggravated at some of our people that are so afraid. I don't understand. I can't make myself understand. But I don't understand why people can't get off of cocaine. I don't understand. I know how I got off alcohol, sis. The glory of God. I remember the day, the place, hanging around in old commode when the alcohol thirst went away. But he said to be angry, to distress. We are distressed out of our mind. Displeasured, we're not happy. Can I tell you? There's nothing that can make you happy about wearing a mask. The Lone Ranger might have enjoyed his up on his eyes. I don't know the Lone Ranger. But I've not met anybody that said they enjoyed wearing a mask. So it's displeasure. And it's troubled. And it's afflictions to us. But that is a vexation of the spirit. So let me go on and read. I just jotted down several here, and I'll try to read through them in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it just touched my heart. And this is just some of the I won't even touch it. It ain't a drop in the bucket, but in the first chapter of Ecclesiastes, in the 14th verse, and he said, "I have seen my right. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun." And behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Vexation of spirit. And I know we wonder why our churches ain't like they used to be. Because we're vexed in spirit. We're not as joyful and as happy as we was. And I didn't come out of the stall when God set me free and opened the gate and put me into a new world. I didn't come out preaching. I didn't come out testifying. I didn't really understand all that had happened to me. That's 53 years ago, church. I wasn't in a church like this. I didn't know all that had happened to me. And I plundered that thing in my mind. And I see Solomon. He plundered and he asked for wisdom and knowledge. And I plundered it in my mind. What has happened to me? And on down the road, I found out I had something the drunk didn't have. I found out down the road I had something that would last. I found out on down the road in time that I had something that was worth testifying about. I found out that where I had been, I'd never had nothing. That glass of wine would go away. Hey, that cuss word didn't mean nothing. But I had something, glory to God, would stand forever. Ava, you remember, glory to God, how it wasn't long after I saved, I was on fire. I talked to a tree about Jesus. It happened. I was an old boy that had to get drunk to tell you my name. But I was an old boy that got saved, and after a while I growed into it and realized that I had something that would endure to the end. Something that would last, that would be with me in my troubles. I found out when there's some things I couldn't handle and didn't know which way to go. If I'd sit back and pray that God would begin to move on the scene, amen, and I'd see things happen. Yeah. Then I read on in the Word and I found out if I didn't serve Him and keep His commandments, vexation would come into my soul. They would be angry, come back into my soul. And it would vex my spirit. And I'm going to tell you what's happened to the churches. I feel it from out to the end of my fingernails. Honey, vexation of the spirit has come to our churches. And we forgot what God has done for us. God has saved our soul. Jesus Christ died on the cross that we could be set free. And we'll come to church and we decide, I'm going to be a better Christian. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to love people more. And we get back out and the first thing that happens to us, the vexation of our spirit, glory to God, is taken over by the devil. And we're under the curse of God because we don't keep His commandments. Honey, you've got to crucify the flesh. Paul said, I die daily. Paul didn't stand up and say, I'm Paul and I can do all of this. He said, through Jesus Christ I can go. Through Jesus Christ I can preach. Through Jesus Christ I can get out of the wilderness. I say glory to God. He said, through Jesus Christ I can finish this race and when this life is over. He said, I can say I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, therefore, is laid up a crown of righteousness for me. Glory to God. I'm glad there's a crown of righteousness for those that serve God. I'm going to tell you, church, it's not a bad, easy battle, but you can't overcome the flesh. Sometimes you've got to stay at home. Sometimes you've got to stay in the Bible. Sometimes you've got to pray when you don't want to pray. Sometimes you have to eat the words that others throw at you. Sometimes the phone calls that come. It's hard not to get irritated and angry. Honey, but I don't want my spirit vexed by the devil today. I'm going to tell you, if God turns the devil loose on you and I today, honey, we don't have a chance. I'm going to tell you, turned him loose on Job for just a little while. I don't want the trials that Job had to go through to prove that I'm a Christian. I want to walk for God. I don't want to have to go through what Job went through. I don't know if I could stand the test or not to lose my wife, my family, my house and my car and everything that I had. I don't know, and I hope I never have to find out, but I don't want the vexation of my spirit taken. I don't want the vexation of the devil on me. I don't want to be ill and disruptive to mankind. And God said if I didn't follow Him that He would send a curse on us. And He said without a shadow of a doubt that He would send vexation to our soul. The 17th verse of the first chapter of Ecclesiastes. Maybe y'all, while you sit, you've read between them. He said, I give my heart to no wisdom. Solomon said, I give my heart to no wisdom. Psalm said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against You. Solomon said, I give my heart to no wisdom and to no madness and folly. I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit. He gave his heart to know all wisdom and madness and folly. So Solomon was getting some age on him. Solomon went through some things. And he had everything. And as he got older, he began to look in to the realization of life. And he said, I want more wisdom. And he said, I need more understanding about the madness and what's happening to people. But if we're reading the Bible, much knowledge makes it harder. Much more wisdom makes it harder. If you know to do good and don't do it, it's sin. If you sit around ignorant and don't know nothing, I guess there's nothing required. Man's ignorance, God, you one time winked at, but He don't no more. So if we read everything else, let's read the Word of God. I challenge you to read Ecclesiastes. I challenge you to read it. If you're down, if you're out of heart, a man that had everything and it all began to go away. And it all began to go away. And he said, all of this wisdom of madness and the things of this old world that I perceive that's also vexation of spirit. All the folly that's going on in our land today. And I thought about How stupid a year ago when people began to climb the walls at the White House. Our country that's a free nation, our capital of the United States of America, our president, like it or lump it, he's our president. And they're climbing the walls. It's folly. It's a mockery to God. It's coming against In God We Trust. We become a laughing stock to our nation. We become a laughing stock to our foreign neighbors that one time we lended to, and they looked to us and they lifted us up highly. They looked to us for the Word of God. They looked to us for leadership. But neighbor, is going away today because we've left the leadership of God. As a whole, America is not following God. Amen. Amen. Let me go on. Second chapter and 11th verse. He said, "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun." Let me give you definition again of vexation. Irritate. How many has went to mow the yard and you've only got just a length of time to mow your yard? I know Butch has. Butch said this devil in a lawnmower. I've done it, but you've got whatever time it takes to mow your yard. And you're rushing, and you run down, and you don't have no gas. Maybe you siphon some out, and you get gas, or maybe you find a little over there. You get the lawnmower cranked and get about half done, and that sucker quits. Ain't that irritation? It's vexation of spirit. Vexation of spirit. Where does the Lord say anywhere in there you've got to have a lawnmower and a yard to go to heaven? It's vexation of spirit. Oh, but I want it to look pretty and I want to obey the government. And then they've even in town, and I know they need these, but they've got laws and rules in some of the towns that your grass can't be but so high. We need to set a rule on the streets that you see and can't get but so high, bless God, till you leave town. Amen. We need to set a rule in the church that our sins can't get out of hand, or we need to leave town. Amen. Because God said He'd bless us in the city. He'd bless us in the town if we'll serve Him. But if we don't follow Him, He said He'll curse us in the city. I'm going to tell you today, anything and everything for anybody is all right. If you don't believe them, ask them. I've said it for years, and it ain't Bible, but the opinion I got of myself is the best thing I'll ever have. I can stop and think I'm doing more than anybody. I'm preaching harder than anybody else. I'm one of the best prayer warriors in town. I can lay hands on the sick, and I've seen them recover. I can think, boy, I'm an outstanding Christian. I'm going to tell you, what does God think about me? He thinks He's a brag. He ain't giving me no credit. He ain't stopped and praised me lately. He's going headlong right straight into destruction. He said, I'm destroying him all the time. Vexation to his soul. He's done got out on his own doing what he wants to do. You know where America's at today? We're out on our own. We're out doing what we want to do, walking where we want to walk, eating where we want to eat. Amen. That's where America's at today. We'll go to what church we want to go to. I remember growing up, we didn't have no choice. Most places just had one, but we had two choices. We could walk to Liberty Church or to Mountain View, and I'm saying walk. We couldn't have got to Mount Vernon if I wanted to. As I got older, I could have thumbed, but I didn't want to. But today, we run all over the country to what we want to do. Amen. To get our soul blessed. I seen a man thinks more of his dog last week. I believe Jamie seen it. This fellow come up and he took off his safety jacket and he laid it under a bench and he took all the wrinkles out of it and he pointed and his dog went over there and laid down. And I didn't see him no more, but he turned and went in the cafe. We're standing outside.
I doubt if any of us would, I doubt if I would give you my safety jacket. How about it? I'd give you his overalls. I don't like these overalls. Butch loves them, but I don't. I ain't made for overalls. I never did like pockets that come together. I ain't got enough butt to fill out overalls. So we like different things, but we better love God. Amen. We better love the commandments of God. Bless you, Lord. Amen. They're binding to me. I've never found none with long enough straps. Let me read 11 again. Then I looked on all the works that the hand had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, it was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And the next verse is 17, and he said, and therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Has anybody ever, mine just has come, $1,000 on my house insurance. Did I jump up and holler, hallelujah, I get to pay them $1,000. I get to pay them $1,000 for my taxes on my house. Boy, I wish it had been $1,200. Have I ever done that? It's vexation to your soul that you've got. Amen. Thank God Janet had it and paid them. But there's been a time when we had to look for it and hunt it and leave off something else. I'm talking about its vexation to our spirit. Larry said he thought he'd jump up this morning with no tie and suit and shirt and all that stuff and get ready fast. Took him longer with bib overalls because he ain't had them on lately. You know why it's such a struggle at the altar? We ain't been lately. Amen. Vexation to our spirit. How many things is vexation to our spirit? I thought, my Lord and my God, if our church maybe had been, and I know it's up to each individual, but as I talked to that little boy there last week, and I thought if our church had really been on fire for God and prayed down the power of God on this young man, would he get back in his mind that drugs is better than God? Come on, church. It's our duty to pray down the power of God. While you're out talking about the pastor, everybody don't love you, pastor. I can tell you that right now. I thought this morning I'd love to send a message to everybody that I've ever tried to pastor and tell them I'd be glad to have them come visit with us, whether they like me or whether they don't. I want to be Bill. When I die, I want to be Bill. Larry said, I was peculiar and I was crazy. I got some funny-itis. Funny-itis, but we need some funny-itis. We need a life of our own. There's too many of us trying to be like somebody else. Too many trying to satisfy other people. We need to satisfy God. Be what you are. Serve God, and God will put you somebody to love you. God will take care of you. God will feed you. He done told me if I follow His commandments, well, glory to God. He done told me if I follow His commandments, He'd feed me. Amen. He's put a roof over my head. He'll bless me. He said, my enemies come, I'll take care of them. Your enemies can't do a thing in the world, will you? He done told me when Corona comes knocking on your door, if it's time for you to go, you can have it. But if I don't want to let you go, he ain't got a chance against you. I say glory to God, meeting a tractor and trailer every day of my life, honey. God said, I'm going to spare him one more time. I'm going to get him by that tractor and trailer. I'm going to send him back home. I'm going to send him to church. I believe it pays to serve God, to walk for God, to give God praise and honor and glory. Whew. It's hotter than a $2 pistol in here. Amen. God's good. God's good to us. He's blessed us. He's took care of us. Let me read 22. What hath man of all his labor? Let me jump back up there to 21.
Second chapter of Ecclesiastes 21. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom and in knowledge and in equality. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and great evil. Do you know what that's saying? He said a man had wisdom. In other words, a man was a Christian. And he worked. He got out here and worked. And all this stuff that he had, and he turned it right over to somebody that wasted the portion. Have you ever seen that happen? Have you ever seen a great inheritance to somebody and them end up broke in a few years? Have you ever seen them back on the street where they inherited a home, a farm, cars? Amen. And they ended up back on. That's what the Word of God said. And he said, 22. For what hath man in all his labor and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? So what good was all of it? And I'm not telling us to quit our job. It looks like what America's done. Just quit and said, just feed me. That ain't the way God wants it. It's going to shut down America. It's going to shut down America. They're doing everything they can to quarantine a man that's been around Corona for what, 14 days? To take him out of work, 14 days out of work, ain't none of you likes to go back. I never did. 14 days out of work, I got lazy because we wanted to do what we wanted to do. That's where America's at. It's setting up, honey. It's setting up to shut us down. It's setting up. It's setting up for American government to take over. Socialism, it's setting up right here in America, day by day. And the only way we're going to stop it is come back to God. The only way we're going to come back to God, start loving one another again. Amen. Loving one another again. Putting ourselves aside and said, I'm going to go for him today. I'm going to go for her today. I'm going to do something for them today. Instead of doing it all for ourselves. That's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail together and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. See, he'd sat in all them high places, and he seen where this poor man would work himself to death and bring it in for him to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But what did he say it was? He said it was vexation of spirit. It wasn't any good. Can we see? Can we see what Solomon is trying to tell us today? I'm guilty. Every one of us is guilty. Amen. I was raised when we didn't have nothing. And I'm bad to save a paper bag or a paper poke. That's what it used to be. A paper poke. I'm bad to save a napkin that come from Hardee's. And I'll see them go into Hardee's and grab a handful and throw them in the trash can. Vanity of vanities. Fourth chapter. Let me go to four. You know, and this is in Ecclesiastes. I'd have to hunt it up. But it's in the first eight chapters. But it said, and I won't get this exactly, but it says when a righteous man dies young. I thought about Jennifer. I had a hard time with Daryl, and I thought about, I felt like old Daryl was close to God. He come when he was in pain. But I thought when a righteous man dies young, we don't understand it. But we turn right around as Christians, and the Bible said when a sinner lives to be old,
A sinner that ain't never done nothing right, never went to church, and he lives to be old. But when we get to dwelling on all this stuff, what Solomon is trying to tell us, he said, I give my heart to wisdom, and I want to understand why a righteous man dies young and a sinner can live right on and on and on. But what he said that is to me is vexation of spirit. He said, it breaks me down. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I thought even in death, Dad died, and I still don't know, but God gave me peace. But Dad died drunk. Dad died, been on a drunk for 2 weeks. Fell over and hemorrhaged to death in the floor at 58, 9, somewhere right in there. I started to pray, and God said, it's too late to pray. He gurgled when I set him up in the floor. I could dwell on that, and it'd be vexation to my spirit. A few weeks, I had a battle, and I prayed. Oh, I praise God. Since he gave me understanding sitting right up there, and he showed me just a little vision over yonder, and you can believe in him or let him go. He showed me a little vision that I can take to the grave and give God praise, honor, and glory. He took the worry and the vexation and the trouble of me thinking and wondering where it's about. Since then, I don't want nobody to leave that I ain't said something to about Jesus. I don't want my family to be me go pray and the Lord says it's too late. It does come a time when it's too late. I know y'all getting bored and you got a whole lot to do and you smell barbecue, but I ain't done. I just ain't done. That's all there is to it. Y'all may be done, but I ain't done. Four. Ecclesiastes 4:4. Again, I consider all travail. Travail is hard work. Again, I consider all travail and every right work that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. So I'm sure Solomon was envied. He saw that. He was envied. There he sat with thousands of horses. There he sat with hundreds, thousands of barns and big mansions and houses and servants and people feeding him, people taking care of him. And there he said it looked like somebody around about to take care of every enemy that come his way. Can I tell you something? He's sitting in a little house by himself. Amen. And what he said is vexation of spirit. All of this that he had and all that was around him could not give him peace of God. That's what he's saying. He said, I wanted to know and I prayed down. So I believe he wanted to know to help us. Read Ecclesiastes. It's done me good. It's done me good. 6th verse of the 4th chapter. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. I need to hear old big amen there. It's better just to have one little handful than it is to have two handfuls with travail and vexation of spirit. It's better to not be worried to death. I told Janet some of the very happiest people, and I've been one of them, so the very happiest people that worked in a factory, carried their dinner in a dinner bucket, made a certain amount every week, amen, paid their rent, didn't have nothing else to worry about, and they lived. The more we do, the more we want. The farther we go in it, the more vexation comes on us. I can say I study 2 days a week wholeheartedly. I can say I preach 2-3 times a week, whatever falls my way. A funeral, I think we've had 10 already this year. But look what good I do. You know what it is? Vexation. It ain't worth a plug nickel if a spirit of God don't move on it. And I thought out of these that I have preached funerals and they tell me we're going to come see you. Boy, I appreciate it. How they appreciate it. The dirt don't even quit settling on the grave till they forgot where it's at. Yep. I'm telling us the truth. Bless the Lord. You know what it is? It's vexation of spirit. talked to Herman and Herman's wife. They just done a wedding here yesterday, and Herman and I dug a grave by hand. His brothers and the family over in Lambsburg come together, over Chestnut Grove. I laid the brick on that church many years ago. They come together and hand dug a grave. They had the funeral. And this blessed my heart. I ain't heard of this, and I don't know when. And they did do this when our first baby died. But they went back, and the women and the children walked the grave and tramped the grave in. The men shoveled it back in, the dirt back in. I'm going to tell you, that's remembering. That's remembering. Herman said, why I still do it? He said, I had to do it when I was about that high. I said, I've done it all my life. Live just a little ways, 2 miles from the church. I may get them to call me the next time, get my shovel full in. May do me good. Avery, you dug some up there, Fisher Gap. Amen. We just don't do that no more. We've got money, we'll hire them. But that ain't all of it. I watched them right out here, and the grave sunk a foot in 2 months. So the next time they dug a grave, I stayed out there to see what they done. I see why it sunk. They take a machine and pull the tarp over. There ain't no tamping in the bottom. That's kind of like Christians. Amen. We won't get the job done, let it all heal over and cover over. But then we begin to sink about that deep. I just went down and told them, I said, when it sinks, y'all will come back. We're tired of filling them up. Yeah. I didn't owe them nothing either. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Put it off on somebody else. You know what? Some of it used to be deacons here at Mount Vernon Church. They said, that ain't our job, it's yours. What is their job now? Hello? I'll let that go because it'll offend people. You don't know my heart. You don't know my health. You don't know how I feel. God knows. And some of this junk we're doing is vexation of spirit. That's why we ain't shouting. That's why the mourners' benches is filled up with something else. That's why there ain't nobody there. Andy, you've seen it. I've seen it at Roaring Gap, and I've seen them laying out on the benches praying down the power of God.
Amen.
I've heard old man Killen up yonder on the parkway, out in the ivy bushes praying in the wind right, and it come down to Low Gap. That's since I've been up where I live now. I don't pray like that. I catch myself going down there and, God, would you touch my family? And said, don't let it rain on me in the wind. Don't blow it. I'm gone. I need to go down and cry out. I can't pray at the altar no more because my knees hurt. I know people cannot stand the old hard benches in church and go sit on a cement slab and watch a race. Hello? That's farther than double-minded. That's tripled. 4:16. Let me read this. This is no end of all the people. Even of all that have been before them, they also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation. What he's really saying is generation after generation. I pray to God. I pray to God that somebody in my family realizes it's all right to praise God. That Bill ain't as crazy as everybody thinks. That Bill ain't jumped on the modern train, amen. Glory to God, I can still see some of the old past that God blessed in. God saved souls and he kept souls. Amen. We didn't do like they do today, make a little shallow profession, go down to the creek and be baptized, bless God, and don't come back. I believe enduring to the end. I believe finishing this race. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't like much being done. I ought to be done 35 minutes anyway. 6:9. Yeah, right here's that verse that come up.
come up when I was reading it. In 7. I'm reading 6 and 9. Better is the sight of the eye than the wandering. I want you to get this. Better is that you can see, sight of the eye, than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. I think I've done this a time or two lately. But I think, boy, I can't hardly wait to get out of Logout. I'm going on vacation. I'm gonna get me a cabin back in the woods for myself. And I hope I have a hot tub. I can sit in there and make these old bones hot and limber up. And I get there, it's vexation of spirit. I think of 35 people need visiting. I think my altar's laying there and ain't nobody laying no rocks on it. I think, boy, I wished I was back at the house. Y'all ever do that? Y'all ain't 80 yet, are you? I'm going to tell you, if you hang around, it's going to come. It's going to come. I'd rather be in my rocking chair at the house than anybody else's rocking chair I know. I don't care where it's at. My bed's old and worn and lumpy. Needs help. I love it. I love it. If we're not careful, our soul, our spirit is so vexed with the things that we're striving after. Corey, you pray down wisdom. That'd be good. You pray down wisdom for understanding of what am I going to take with me when I leave. And the bottom line, when that wisdom hits, you're going to come up with the answer, nothing. I've done the same thing. Solomon done it.
Bless him, Lord.
I bet, what was it? Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. I bet after every one of them, he thought vexation of spirit. And I still don't understand with all knowledge and all wisdom why he done it. I don't know. He must have been praying for wisdom to know what it would be to have several houses full. I don't know. But the Bible said that his strange wives, it don't say vexation of spirit, but it said it took away his love for God. It took away his place for God.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm beginning to meddle. I need to read 2 more chapters and I'll quit. What am I going to take with me? I don't remember it, but they told me up there in the old Allegheny, Ennis, North Carolina, post office that I was born in 1941. Evidently, I didn't have nothing because I don't remember nothing. Well, what am I going to take with me? Nothing. Nothing. And I've worked my fingers to the bones all of these years, many years. Let me go to Isaiah 65 and 14. And he said, I'm just going to read one verse. Behold, thy servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of the spirit. And I thought about people on that have known God and walked away from God. And it ain't happened all yet, but it's going to happen. But the vexation of spirit and how unhappy they are. The altar is open today. The altar, the house of God is open today for the sinner to come in or the backslider to come in and get their peace back with God. I'm going to read in in Zechariah, and I promise y'all I'm going to get out of here just shortly. Zechariah 14, and I'll just read it. I'll read it quickly. Zechariah 14, and fourth verse. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. The Mount of Olives is a big mountain, and it's going to split from east to west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountain, for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Israel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the day of Uzziah, king of Judea, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known of the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And it said in the ninth verse, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. All the land shall be turned in plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from Tyre of Hanel unto the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Look at this, inhabited. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be in the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. We need to pray for a miracle that we'll stick with Jerusalem. But all them that have fought against Jerusalem, their flesh, this scares me. 12, 13, 14, I'm going to read it. Then flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in the day that a great tumult from the Lord, a great uproar or destruction from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. But honey, there's going to be war. There's going to be trouble. And I see today you cannot hardly find two good neighbors. You can't hardly find good neighbors. I promise you I'll quit with two verses if you'll let me. I'm still in Ecclesiastes 12. And he said, let us. I promise you I quit right here. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and to keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. This is prophesied in Ecclesiastes, neighbor. It's going to happen. Whether it be good or whether it be bad. If you will, stand to your feet. Get us a song, brother. The altar's open. I've done the best I know how, and there's not a man, woman, boy, or girl sitting here today that's of age of accountability that ain't vexation of spirit, that ain't let things hinder our spirit.
81.
Just like you are.